We've heard from the Music Regular mixtape, Debaser compilation, music by...
is a Krabby Road Studios production.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Hey, this is Kat.
And I'm Sugar. We're from Hot Pink Productions.
Forget Triple X.
We're Triple R, all the way.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report.
Turn it up.
That's right, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Report here on the Drastic Plastic program on CKUT 90.3 FM. And as I am doing, as I've been doing since, I think, May or April, I'm going on the Rock and Roll Report time machine. That's right. I'm going back in time and revisiting some shows that I did, back in time, in order to get a taste of what I was listening to and playing back then, and how the music is still incredible. I mean, some of this stuff is like going through a photo album of memories. Some of the stuff I still listen to, some of the stuff I've almost completely forgotten about and have revisited and kind of went, oh man, I got to listen to that more often. And I add it to my, what I call my permanent playlist of music that just constantly plays in the background of my life. And this show, we actually go back almost exactly to the day. This was my show from June 15th, 2009. Now, I'm just playing the music that I played back then. It's not the narration or whatever, the live stuff that I was doing back then. It's all brand new, but it's kind of like those deluxe re-releases that you get where, you get kind of a revisiting with added bonus and stuff like that. I guess the added bonus is me talking in 2021, a time where we're finally seem to be escaping the grips of a pandemic and slowly coming back to life, much like it was in 2009. And now the first track on this set is a song I still love. To me, this is kind of when you listen to this song, this right away says rock and roll, like get up and like move. I mean, it's just that forceful. And of course, it's got my favorite melodic hooks that I love in my rock and roll, but it's just such a great rock and roll song. This is Taddy Porter with Shake Me here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up.
Say this confusion is killing me.
isn't this stuff just absolutely awesome? I mean, come on. If this doesn't make you smile on a beautiful summer day when we can finally go out, I don't know what can. That was Free from Broken Man off of their Weight of the World CD. And before that was Riverboat Gamblers. I love that song with Underneath the Owl, off of Underneath the Owl from Keep Me From Drinking. And there's that line about being like a kid with a sheet on his back pretending to fly. Like, it's just such a great line. And then before that was one of my all-time favorite bands who just happened to be Canadian from Saskatchewan, who are good friends of the show. One Bad Son off of, I believe this was their very first either album or EP with I consider it a classic, Rust Bucket. And then, like I said, we kick things off with Taddy Porter, which I believe was a single with Shake Me. Now, you got to remember back then, a lot of the music that I got sent to me was CDs, good old-fashioned CDs, actually in some vinyl. So a lot of times bands would, there were a lot of EPs out there. So I got tons of it, and I think I told that story where, you know, literally to the point where mailman was essentially threatening me that they would stop home delivery because there was just too much. But you know, it's still these days it's slightly different in that it's primarily MP3s or you download off of Bandcamp or a place like that. But really, at the end of the day, it's all the same. It's all music, right? And, part of what I've always felt was my role, my mission, whatever have you, with Rock and Roll Report is to be somewhat of a curator. Because there is so much music to wade through that it's really difficult to, kind of find stuff that you like, that speaks to you. And the idea was that, you would read Rock and Roll Report or watch the TV show at the time or listen to the podcast and now the radio show. And if stuff kind of resonated with you, that meant that we had similar tastes and that, like an old friend, you can go back to Rock and Roll Report and you can say, if Mark liked this band or this song, it's probably something that I would like. And it cuts through a lot of the clutter, a lot of the noise that's out there in that. So it's very similar to when I would talk to, a buddy and they would recommend a certain band or an album or whatever. And I would kind of say, if they liked it, there's a good chance that I liked it. Well, that was always the idea behind Rock and Roll Report. And then to take it even further, the bands and the musicians I play are pretty much from bands that are either, independent or on small independent labels or self-released music, which you see a lot more in this day and age. So it's music that you probably wouldn't hear on commercial rock radio. And yet I always said that this would fit in perfectly in most commercial rock radio playlists. I don't call it indie. I don't call it alternative. I call it rock and roll, which is why, I've always referred to what I do as the Rock and Roll Report. It's rock and roll. And as you can tell from this set, there's all kinds of rock and roll. There is, the hard rock. You're going to hear there's stuff that's more, poppy in a way. There's stuff that's almost retro. There's psychedelic. There's all kinds of stuff. And for me, it doesn't really matter the label. I just refer to it as rock and roll. So hopefully that's kind of how you take the show. And this, that mission that I've had has not changed from the very first day I started Rock and Roll Report to today. So, and as we get into over the summer and into the fall, I'll be starting to play more new stuff that that follows that same passion, that same mission. And speaking of missions, let's keep going with a track by Chris Bell. This is off his American Rock CD, and this is a This is a great track. This is so cool. It's called My So-Called Friend. And you're listening to it on the Drastic Plastic program on CKUT 90.3 FM, along with the air conditioning. Turn it up.
Thank you.
That's right. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. And this is the Drastic Plastic program with the Rock and Roll Report. I'm just going back in time to June 15th, 2009 to get a taste of what floated my boat back then. And I'll tell you, this stuff still continues to float my proverbial boat, including that track, Oh No No No, from the Morning Stars, Canadian band from, I believe they're from Mississauga, but they're from Ontario anyways. That was off their CD Radiation, an amazing band. And again, you know, very different from what I played in the first set, more modern, I suppose. But again, you know, they have hooks, they're rock and roll. There's no doubt about it. I kick things off with Chris Bell, with My So-Called Friend off his CD American Rock. And then I went retro. I love this band. Very much reminds me of the 60s. The Poison Arrows off of their Sticky Situations EP with the track Sticky Situations. Then we went a bit almost kind of dancey, believe it or not. He with Two Left Feet. Mimi and the Groove Addicts off of their Lounge Rock CD with Dance in the Forest. And again, that is what is so much fun about rock and roll. I mean, it's all over the place. I'm not much of a person for labels. I mean, I, the obvious label is rock and roll because it's not rap or country or classical or whatever. But other than that, maybe for the purposes of organizing your record library or your whatever, your MP3 files or whatever it is these days, that comes in handy, whether it's psychedelic or pop or whatever. But to me, it's just all a big smorgasbord of rock and roll. And again, you know, that's what I like to do. I like people to just sit down, pull up a seat, and dig in. And speaking of digging in, let's keep going. This is Silent Treatment. It was a single released in 2009-ish. This is the track Fear here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up. We'll be right back.
There's a time for the users and the friends tonight, and you know I'm gonna make it all right. So come back, baby, turn around, cause I got something to say. Yeah, it's a mudslide on the inside, mudslide, baby, you lie. Mudslide, I'm on my pride, baby, it's a mudslide.
Yes, this is CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at www.ckut.ca, where we're heard around the world. And literally, I know from my own personal experience hosting this show for all these years that I've actually had people contact me that listened in Europe, that listened in Latin America, that listened in Asia, the States, all over the place. Matter of fact, I remember one time a band in, I think it was Baltimore, had my show on. They were playing it in a bar. And before they came on, or in between sets, they actually would play my show. I was kind of like the opening band, which was very cool, actually. We kicked things off in that set with Silent Treatment and their track Fear. And then Vanity Inc. off of their, I love this name for a rock and roll album, off of their album More Senseless Random Behavior, with a shout out to the Rolling Stones on their track Rolling Stones. And then Dirt Road Logic off of the Rock and Roll EP with Mudslide. Now, you might be wondering, you know, where do you find this music? You know, you got to be a little bit of a rock and roll archaeologist, as I like to call it, by searching it out. Bandcamp is probably currently one of the best spots, in my opinion, to find rock and roll. You can search for all kinds of stuff. You can, I think, do sounds like all this. You know, it's a great way to find music. iTunes or Apple Music and Spotify are also really cool ways to discover bands that are perhaps not so well known and yet really do float your boat, as I like to say. The dreaded Facebook is a good place to find music. YouTube, perhaps, although I rarely use it to find music. But I definitely, for me, I mean, I use Apple Music, but a lot of friends use Spotify. That is a great way to identify new music. And Bandcamp, to me, is a really good spot. I get a lot of stuff from Bandcamp. And a lot of labels, you know, back in the day, as I like to say, you know, labels or their PR firms that they used, you know, they knew what I liked. So they would send me stuff that was very much, you know, music that they thought that I might enjoy, that obviously I would play on the show and support. And, you know, they were right. And you can get that kind of same setup on Bandcamp. You can actually subscribe to labels that you think are really cool. Like, for example, Wicked Cool Records, a great rock and roll record label founded by little Stevie Van Zandt. And, you know, you can get, every time they release new stuff, you can get, you'll get a notice saying that they have new stuff out. And then you can go and listen. And if you like it, you can buy it. Because really, at the end of the day, like I always say, the key thing here is to support these bands. You know, we're just coming out of this pandemic, but we're not out of the woods yet. Live music still has a time, you know, a bit of time before we can, you know, go back to going to clubs and rocking out and dancing with our friends and screaming the, you know, the lyrics at the top of our lungs. You know, that is still in a bit. So right now bands need your support and they need your financial support. So if you like any of the music that you hear on the Drastic Plastic program, on any radio or Apple Music or any of these kind of things, you know, please support the bands by buying their music, by buying their merch. And when that day comes, when we can go and see them live, go see them. Buy tickets. Go to the shows. Recommend them to your friends. Spread the word on social media. Do all of that stuff. You know, music can only exist if it's being heard by people. So if you like a certain band, you like a certain song, album, whatever it is, spread the word. Scream it from the rooftops. Let people know that this is something that they should check out. And that's what I try to do here on the Drastic Plastic program. So we're going to end things off with a single from Rigmarole. A band, an interesting name for a band, but this is called Tale of the Coin. And it's a perfect way for me to end my show this month. I'll catch you all with the Three Amigos at the end of the month. And until then, stay safe and cheers.
CKUT-FM.
It's the 27th hour. This is the captain. It's the 14th of June. And Doug's here too.
Oh!
Hi, Doug.
Oh!
Tonight, we're going to listen to songs about parts of bodies and body parts.
Bang. Sorry, I just took a sip of hard alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo. That was stronger than I was expecting. Yeah, we're doing body parts, right?
Yeah, you feel it in your liver.
It'll get there.
It'll get there.
It was more in the mouth that I was feeling.
A strong burning sensation, perhaps.
Yeah, body part.